Let's change the narrative. The Gilded Queen talks to its founder, Beverly, on why she has launched the Gilded Queen. You've said that aging is a natural part of life, but that it doesn't have to be a one-way street to decline. What inspired you to adopt this perspective?
I think we've been conditioned to see aging as something negative, something to dread. But when I looked at the possibility of living with vitality and joy, even as I aged, I realised it's all about mindset. Aging can be a privilege, not a punishment. It's really about changing the narrative.
You mentioned that we are privileged to age. That's a powerful shift in thinking. What do you mean by that?
When I say privileged, I mean that not everyone gets to experience growing older. So often we complain about aging, but it's a privilege many don't have. And when we embrace that idea, that aging is a gift, we start to view our lives differently. Instead of being held back by a number, we're liberated by the potential for growth and fulfillment.
That's such a refreshing perspective. Many people look back and reflect on their younger selves with nostalgia or even a sense of loss. How do we move away from that way of thinking?
We must stop romanticising the past and focus on the now. Yes, we may learn from our younger selves, but those were often years filled with inexperience or uncertainty. Instead, if we focus on what we have now, wisdom and life experience, we can live more fully. Life is meant to be lived, not measured by years or regret. How we live today is more important than any specific number.
That's so true. What practical steps can people take to embrace this mindset and live their best lives regardless of their age?
It's about investing in your health and well-being, both mentally and physically. When you take care of yourself, you're creating a future that's joyful and active. Whether it's through exercising, maintaining a positive mindset, or nourishing your body, these are the investments that pay off in the long run. Age really becomes a number when you feel healthy, energetic, and are passionate about life.
You've said that experience is one of our most valuable assets, especially as we age. How does that shape the way we approach life differently compared to when we were younger?
Our experience gives us such a unique perspective on life. With time, we develop resilience and insight, things we didn't have when we were younger. The challenges we face now, we approach with greater clarity because we've already lived through so much. And it's not just about surviving challenges, it's about thriving, because we've gained the tools, the knowledge, the skills that navigate us through life with more purpose. That treasure trove of experience is something younger people haven't yet built up.
That's really powerful. So, do you think aging allows us to be more authentic in our lives? How does that shift happen?
Absolutely. There's a real freedom that comes with aging. When you're younger, there's often this pressure to conform to certain expectations, to look a certain way, act a certain way, follow paths others have laid out for you. But as we grow older, we shed those superficial concerns. We can embrace who we truly are without fear of judgment or trying to please everyone. We get to decide how we live, where we travel, what we eat, how we dress. It all shifts with age and experience. The Gilded Queen is about celebrating that shift and creating a platform that reflects where we are in life now, not our younger selves.
I love that you mentioned the idea of shedding concerns. It feels like such a shift from how society often views aging, especially for women. What role does health and well-being play in this new perspective?
Health and well-being are essential to this new perspective. We now have so much information at our fingertips. We have science, breakthroughs in genetics and regenerative medicine that allows us to make informed decisions about how we manage aging, both physically and mentally. This isn't just about looking younger, but about feeling healthier, more energetic, ready to take on new challenges. So by focusing on things like metabolic health and balanced diets, regular exercise and stress management, we're able to add more life to our years, not just years to our lives.
It sounds like there's also a shift in how we think about beauty and self-care as we age. How does that tie into what you've built with the Gilded Queen?
The Gilded Queen is really about embracing this golden chapter of our lives. We should care for our holistic well-being, our body, our mind and soul. And this means meditation, mindfulness, practices that keep us vibrant, not just physically, but spiritually and mentally. It's about recognising that self-care isn't selfish. It's a testament to our value, our worth, and our desire to remain engaged with the world. We owe it to ourselves to live fully and vibrantly, and that's what the Gilded Queen stands for.
You've created a platform that sounds like it's not only about redefining aging, but about empowering women to embrace it. Can you talk about the purpose and vision behind the Gilded Queen?
I created the Gilded Queen with a simple goal: to inspire and uplift women, giving them the confidence to live the next phase of life with purpose and vitality. We are not done yet, not by a long shot. This period is a time for growth, learning, and contribution. I want women to understand that this is just the beginning of a new chapter. The narrative society often pushes on women is one of decline, but I believe it needs to shift to one of positivity and fulfillment. We're driven by a renewed sense of purpose, and I want to help women harness that joy of living and embrace the future. That's what the Gilded Queen is all about.
That's such a powerful message. It's clear that your approach is about mindset, not just practical health tips. What's the core mantra that the Gilded Queen stands by?
Our core mantra is not giving up. We may just be getting started, but with experience, authenticity, and the right mindset, we are poised to harness the joy of living. This chapter is about so much more than surviving. It's about thriving and continuing to contribute to the world around us.
You've been listening to The Gilded Queen. To find out more, go to www.thegildedqueen.com.